They wouldn't bend.
They
wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. Fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. Now the prophet Daniel tells about three men who walked with God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked king they stood. And the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain that forced them on their way. They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow the knees to an idol made of gold.
They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. Now when the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness this awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw. In astonished tones he spake, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Well, lo, I see four men unhurt, unbound, and walking down there. There Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the fiery coals they trod. But the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God." They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
They were protected by the
fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.
They wouldn't bend.
They held on to the will of God, so we are told. They would not bow their knees to the idols made of gold. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn.